Strategy isn't reserved for corporate boardrooms or military generals. It's for anyone who wants to make things better. At its core, strategy is about seeing the invisible forces that shape our world and finding leverage points where small actions create significant impact. Unlike rigid formulas or quick-fix solutions, true strategy weaves together time, games, systems, and empathy into a cohesive framework for meaningful change. It's about planting seeds today that may not bloom for months or years, recognizing that most worthwhile endeavors unfold gradually rather than overnight. The strategic mindset acknowledges that we're playing multiple games simultaneously, with different players, rules, and objectives, and that winning often means helping others get where they already want to go. Time forms our first thread. We exist in the present but live for the future. Strategic thinkers see beyond immediate results to long-term consequences. Rome wasn't finished in a day, but it existed from the moment someone declared, "This is Rome." Each day after, it simply improved. Games constitute our second thread, recognizing life's activities as competitions with players, rules, and outcomes. Viewing projects as games helps us depersonalize work and become more flexible. We learn that outcomes rarely correlate with desire to win, and sometimes helping others becomes the winning move. Empathy forms our third thread, understanding others see and want different things. People navigate conflicting desires for affiliation, status, and freedom from fear. Strategic empathy means recognizing different perspectives and helping people reach their own goals. Systems comprise our fourth thread, the complex webs we create when working together. While buildings and people change, system rules fiercely resist change. Working with systems feels like having a skilled assistant. Working against them feels like deliberate sabotage. When these threads intertwine, we gain perspective to create elegant strategies that harness systems rather than fight them. Systems enable coordinated effort, resolve disagreements, and create consistency, but they also produce side effects and block innovation. Think of systems as rivers with established currents. Rather than building expensive dams to change a river's course, digging small channels that work with the natural flow proves more effective. These channels can eventually redirect the river itself. Consider chocolate farming in West Africa. Farmers are trapped in a commodity system valuing volume over quality, with interlocking corporate, governmental, and consumer systems perpetuating poor conditions. Entrepreneurs like Tony's Chocolony didn't try to overthrow the entire industry. They created alternative models with ethical sourcing and better wages. While they haven't eliminated traditional chocolate culture, they've created pressure points gradually shifting the larger system. Successful change rarely comes from dramatic, all-or-nothing approaches, but through strategic, incremental changes that alter decision-making within systems. By adjusting rewards and information flows rather than declaring war on entire systems, we create more permanent change. Strategy connects goals to insights, amplified by resources to create meaningful change. A strategic blueprint answers, who are we serving? What change do we seek? What resources do we have? What systems are in play? Why would people participate? Where's the network effect? We often pursue dreams without questioning the systems that shape these passions. Our strategies emerge from exposure, not innate desires. No one dreamed of Oscars 4 centuries ago. Our passions are products of our environment. Clear strategies create accountability. What if our project fails after committing resources and emotional labor? We'd be responsible with nowhere to hide. And if it succeeds? Are we prepared to become who we'll be if our strategy works? We often have more agency than we admit, though hiding feels safer than showing up. Projects require 3 effort types: chores, hired work, leverage, outsourcing to focus on what only we can do, and emotional labor, the difficult work of change. Great artists like Rembrandt understood this. They built studios and hired craftspeople, but personally handled style decisions and strategic choices. Bell's genius wasn't inventing the telephone, but building the Bell system, a protocol connecting local networks globally. A telephone's value emerges only when connected to others. While telephones took 75 years to reach 1 million users, Facebook achieved this in 10 months. Mr. Beast videos reach millions in days. Understanding network effects, which now operate at unprecedented speed, benefits us all. Cities thrive through density, functioning as connectors where participation creates more value than isolation. Our projects work similarly, systems within systems with potential for change. People resist being hustled, but eagerly join meaningful endeavors. Justin Kabalka became the premier ball python breeder by leveraging internet connectivity. His strategy emphasizes time, growing with the industry's online transformation and reinvesting rather than selling valuable specimens. His reputation creates a feedback loop where buyers pay premium prices. Modern marketing isn't about hype, but first 10. Find 10 people who trust you and need what you offer. If they love it, they'll find more people. If not, improve your product or audience insight. This transforms marketing from broadcasting to building with the right participants. As we mature, we expand our circles beyond ourselves to include family, neighbors, and eventually more people in our we. Similarly, we extend our sense of now to include past and future, developing temporal consciousness. The Iroquois Confederacy exemplifies this by considering impacts 7 generations ahead. Strategy challenges us to make both circles bigger, including more people in our community while embracing a longer relationship with time. This expansion requires new mental models and decision frameworks. While immediate gratification is appealing, systems like legal frameworks, educational institutions, and cultural traditions build bridges between today and tomorrow, enforcing norms that reward expanding our circle of concern. Strategy demands humility since perfect prediction is impossible. Successful strategists maintain flexibility, adjusting plans based on emerging information. They anticipate others' actions within systems, considering both direct and indirect effects, like chess players thinking several moves ahead. Only about 3% of people eagerly embrace innovation. Most new ideas face initial disapproval, just as telephones, the web, and rap music once did. Success comes from counting believers, not skeptics, and persisting through resistance. Different adopter groups require different approaches. Innovators prefer figuring things out themselves. Early adopters need scaffolding to build competence quickly. The early majority simply wants better solutions. Many innovations fail because they lack sufficient scaffolding to bridge the gap between early adopters and the mainstream. Change happens when people want it, not when forced. Strategic work creates conditions for others to choose alignment. Position yourself where forward motion feels natural, rather than pushing against resistance. Change starts with a nucleus, a core group sharing desire. Offer them connection, status, and opportunity. Create small wins as evidence, provide language to discuss the work, and establish momentum. Only after building care should you create new roles and infrastructure. The future isn't predetermined, but neither is it beyond influence. While we can't control outcomes, we can control our attitude and the story we tell. The question isn't whether you'll use strategy, it's whether you'll use it intentionally to create change.